semi-finalists in last year's competition. What does the competition mean to the club?
Yeah, it's good. It's our next game. We view every game the same. We lose our internationals. We know that.
Does the level of the amount of internationals you're using this time make it a different proposition going into the LV Cup?
Of course it does, because we haven't got them to select, and it gives other people the opportunity. Some very good players didn't play today, who will get the chance. You know, I'm thinking of Matt Banahan and Luke Arscott in particular. You've got in the forwards, you know, JP Alandi and Kane Palmer Newport, Tom Dunn. So them guys are, you know, going to get some good game time over the next couple of weeks, which is great for them because they've trained really hard. Kept the pecker up, and they deserve the chance for the next couple of weeks.
Given the injuries the club is carrying, how many of the players that you might have expected to blood early in the LV Cup have you already started to have to put out onto the field?
A few. We've got Charlie Hules, and obviously we've got Tom Ellis and Dave Ceci. Them are the three in particular which have come to the fore the last couple of weeks. You know, we've obviously got Tom Dunn as well, which he did well at the end of last season. So, you know, we're looking at people like Tom Wolfencroft and Max Clark, our senior academy players, to get a run in these, and that's good experience for them as well. So we're disappointed today, but we'll look forward to next week.
You'll be playing London Welsh, a team who scored four tries when they came to visit the Wreck in September. You'll be wanting to stop them doing that again, I imagine.
Well, they conceded seven as well, so you know, we're very much of an attacking philosophy this year. Of course we want to defend really well, but we want to sharpen up our attack as well. So we know they can score points, of course you do, but we also know we can as well.